in the fund. And I think this is a really good and important program, certainly small enough that we ought to be able to find something. So we'll just...
I am curious about this, because I do actually have one of these in one of my cities down my district, but why is it that this can't be funded out of redevelopment agency dollars?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe that's something we ought to be taking up with staff.
Maybe just a suggestion.
We don't control those dollars, so I've never had a chance to...
Because it would seem to be a very appropriate use of those kind of dollars.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of Main Street towns, well, towns that aren't yet Main Street, who want to be Main Street. I think there's about 40-some-odd that would like to be listed, and we can't do that at this point.
Yeah, maybe finance could look into that as a possible source of funds for it.
Well, they are requested to work with us to find a source of funds, not just to explore finding.
Well, maybe it's some way we can expand redevelopment agency law to do that.
You and I are in agreement today about not, this stuff not coming out of the general fund, but I think, I mean, the return is so much bigger than what you invest in just revitalizing the Main Street of so many of the towns, because it becomes a real, you know, a central place for the town, and I think business in the town as well. So we'd like to work with you and see if we can't find that. There's one more issue, the environmental license plate fund, which is not on the agenda. I noticed that the environmental license plate fund funding you got over the last several years has increased, and the budget document reports the funds are being used by the Office of Historic Preservation to support CEQA review. Could you tell me why support for the environmental license plate fund has gone up?
Ask my budget officer to come up here, going beneath my level of expertise.
Okay. This may be your last lifeline, though, I'm sorry.
Please, no.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Good afternoon.
We've been working with the LAO on this particular issue, and we've advised finance. Basically, about 3 years ago, when we were looking towards backfilling a significant general fund reduction, we looked at some of these specialized fund sources, and the environmental license plate fund was one of those sources we went to. One of the problems with that, though, is we never updated the budgetary detail to reflect that change. Right now, we've got about $111,000 being directed to CEQA review within the Office of Historic Preservation. The other funds are being used throughout the department to support interpretation, education, and activities such as that throughout the department.
I think that the question goes to whether using the funds for CEQA review is an appropriate use of the license plate funds. I know that there's language about improving environmental protection, but I think the original statute is fairly clear that it's supposed to support real projects, not CEQA review. I mean, I like CEQA review. I understand it needs to be supported, but, and it's not just parks. I don't want to particularly just sick parks with this, because I think across the board, there's just some question in my mind about the appropriate use of this license plate fund. I mean, it's a great source of revenue, and again, I don't want to see sort of mission creep in terms of how it's used beyond its statutory authorization.
Senator Michael Harris, Deputy for Policy at Parks. As you well know, the budget situation faced by the state for quite a number of years now, and the resources area in particular, has been tight, to say the least. The use of the ELPF has been not expanded in a statutory sense, but targeted towards more ongoing operations for quite a number of years. The increase that you see in our budget in the ELPF was a technical fund shift. We were, to ensure the proper use of the public resources account funds, which is the tobacco tax money, we shifted the same amount of money in PRA funds to Fish and Game and backfilled our budget with the ELPF out of Fish and Games there was no change in overall budget levels. We believe the use of the ELPF at Parks is fully justified in that regard. And we will certainly review the CEQA question you've raised and get back to your staff.
Okay, thank you very much. And also, I guess we need the, sort of that detail of the fund shift so that we understand it better. Or I'm sure Ms. Bosler understands it, but I need to understand it too. Okay, that's it for Parks. Thank you very, very much. Finally, we'll come to the California Conservation Corps.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all staff here. My district looks good? Yeah, it was a great thing to finally finish that and get to dedicate Will Rogers House. It was great. Okay, CCC, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Senator Dutton, staff.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
And I have with me Rita Escobar and Gretchen Schmidt. Rita is our Administrative Services Chief, and Gretchen Schmidt is our new Budget Officer.
Great. Well, let's look at the last couple of pages in our agenda, the core program funding, bond funding, and capital outlay. No issues were raised with these first three issues for CCC, so the proposal is to approve it as budgeted. Core program funding, bond funds, and capital outlay. Everything okay? 1, 2, and 3. No issues were raised, so we recommended approval.
Once again, I'm sure my good friend Senator Lowenthal would be voting for it. I did have some apprehension about the core program funding, and not with regards to the Conservation Corps itself, though. Frankly, my grandfather was a member of the Nebraska Conservation Corps, and so I have a very fond memories of the valuable work that it does. But I did have some concerns about the shift of dollars coming in from the general fund, as opposed, just because there's an underutilization, I guess. Is that part of the reason why we have some of these challenges?
Well, the key challenge is that when you have this shift of reimbursement being the majority of the budget, you end up having about 80% or more of the Corps members' time spent on the job working and not training. And so if we're trying to send this young person to be a productive, employable citizen, we want to give them some job skills and other training. And when they're just on the grade all day, they do learn some great on-the-job training, but there's a lot of other stuff, those checkbook skills and alarm clock skills that need to get taught back at the training center that we're not able to do with that shift in the reimbursement side.
Okay, well, I had some apprehension, but I'm okay. Let's go ahead and do it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your courtesy, and I know Senator Lowenthal does as well. Thank you. So those are approved. And finally, we want to look at the training program because the obviously we're well aware that the budget reductions that the Corps suffered during the early part of this decade required you to sort of focus more on finding work for the Corps members. And work experience is a very critical component, but there's also a responsibility to provide the young men and women with the kind of training and educational opportunities to help them find long-term employment, not just to sort of fill in because someone said they would pay for it. So we believe that the program could be enhanced, as we indicated in the agenda, by the development of a formalized program. So first, let me ask you, what's the department doing to improve its training and educational opportunities?
Well, we're developing an actual plan to do that. In the short term, we are meeting our mandatory training requirements of both staff and Corps members, everything from safety to sexual harassment and all the different pieces of the puzzle that go into running a state organization. But we also recognize that just serving time is not something that gives one that real confidence and right. productivity sense that they need to go out and be employable. So we are looking at the concept of going from this time-based system that we have today to a competency-based system, whereby a Corps member has to earn a series of challenges, so to speak, some accomplishments along their way to becoming a graduated Corps member, earning that graduation certificate, and therefore having earned really that title, Corps member, that will hopefully be recognized by the private sector and other state government agencies as something quite worth hiring.
Well, according to the agenda, you're already 26 days late providing us with this report.
Yes, ma'am.
Which we haven't asked for yet. I think we did mean March 1st, 2007.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And since you're already beginning to develop the plan, I think this means that we're, you know, working together. Obviously, I don't want you to think of it as nothing but a critique. But we would really like to see the development of a strategic plan for enhancing the actual training and education component for Corps members, because Well, as we said, I think we're on the same page about it.
Yes, ma'am, your committee staff's been very helpful in that as well, and that we'd also welcome any comments or people you know who are in the private sector, like Home Depot is working with the Federal Department of Labor right now on a pretty large project to train young people to go work at Home Depot. We'd like to do that same sort of thing, working with private sector companies to say, hey, what is it you need to hire somebody and make it more likely for them to hire a CCC core member.
Right, and also we want to see sort of how you plan to work with these employers so that obviously people having jobs, that's a really good thing, but what kind of skills are they acquiring that might, you know, since they're being utilized through the Conservation Corps, that might actually help them obtain employment in the future? Senator Dutton? Okay, well then the staff recommendation is unanimously adopted. I think that actually is the end of the agenda. We thank you so much. Sorry that you had to wait so long and so late. I'm a little slower than I usually am, but we did get through it, and we'll continue to meet each Monday on our agendas, and I thank everyone, including the staff, and thank you very much, Senator Dutton, for stepping up to the plate, as you always do, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.